The Medrash in Parshas Veschanan describes a call it a halachic issue of smichas geula l'tefila, and it's part of the general framework in Parshas Veschanan. Moshe's famous tefila Veschanan l'Hashem. Chazal say daven at least 500 tefilos, tafkuf tefilos. The irony of Moshe the Great. Mispalel, whose tefillos on behalf of Am Yisrael were answered so valiantly, but whose tefillos on behalf of his own entry into Eretz Yisrael were denied. And the Medrash describes the halacha of smichas geula l'tefila. The Gemara Brachos describes it in two locations. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan talked about kala samach geula l'tefila, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. Very audacious and promising statement about reciting Kriya Shema. Continuing to elaborate upon the latent theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is mentioned in the third parasha of Kriya Shema, launching into a general description of Geula, the various undertones of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then concluding with the bracha, Barachat Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, immediately before launching into Shemone Esrei. The Medrash addresses this juxtaposition of Geula and Tefila, in particular, based on the pasuk "Ki mi gadol shelo lukim kruvim elav kashem lukim b'chol kareinu elav," which doesn't directly speak about Moshe's tefillah, but alludes to tefillah in which Moshe assures the Jewish people, pleads with them, to realize how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. "Ki mi gadol," on the one hand, he's great and beyond. "Ashelo lukim kruvim elav," we're a gadol, we're the nation that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the gadol chose. "Nyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kruvim elav." Anytime we call him. Now, he doesn't state this directly, but I believe the Sfas Emes is, to a degree, intrigued by the relationship between the Pasuk itself and the Medrash. The Pasuk itself speaks about Kodesh Baruch Hu being accessible, being in contact, Kimi Gagadol, Asher Lo, Lokim Kruvim Ilav, Kashem Lokina B'chol Kareinu Ilav. He responds to our tefillos, he's accessible. We can create that contact through tefillah. And the Medrash describes the concept of smichas geula l'tefillah, which has its important values of tefillah, but doesn't speak directly to the issue of Hashem's accessibility. So I think that he's in part intrigued by that, in part just describing tefillah in general. It's not clear. Sometimes he just uses the Medrash as a launching pad to describe or to elaborate on certain important issues without commenting on the dynamic between the text and the Medrash. In any event, the Sfas Emes explores the importance of smichas geula l'tefillah. The truth is, this was obviously explored by the Rishonim. Rashi believed, many others, Tosfos probably, that juxtaposing geula l'tefillah is important as an entree to tefillah, so that we should enter tefillah thinking about geula, perhaps being in a joyful mood, so that the memories of geula create the joy and confidence to launch into tefillah. Conversely, the Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted by his Talmidim in the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah of Brachos, felt like there are certain themes of geula which are best entrenched and consolidated by davening. Geula itself, democracy, freedom, isn't the goal for a Jew. These are religious, historical, theological experiences. And by davening, subsequent to mentioning geula, we remind ourselves of what geula is really serving. So, for example, geula reminds us of the faith we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delivering us, and tefillah is an exercise of faith, believing that Hashem will answer and has the authority to intercede. Where geula delivered us from the human tyrants so that we could submit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's service. And tefillah is an avodah shevalev. So, according to Rashi, the preface of geula serves as a prelude to tefillah. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the suffix of tefillah consolidates and solidifies some of the important messages or takeaways from geula. In this respect, the Sfas Emes is probably a little bit closer to Rashi's view, and mentioning geula prior to tefillah services tefillah, but there is an element of the Rabbeinu Yonah's view as well. Sfas Emes believes that, again, facing the famous, venerable question, how could a person daven so egocentrically just to fulfill their needs of health and well-being and prosperity? Shouldn't tefillah be higher calling? And obviously there are many, many answers to that question. But for Hasidus, this was a really crucial question because tefillah was so central. And for Hasidus, of course, being based on Kabbalah, human beings were part of a cosmic drama in trying to enhance HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world in a very overt and conscious fashion, and to increase the presence of the Shekhinah. So, according to the Sfas Emes, and I'll read some phrases, it's a very short piece in Tavrei Shlamet, Ikra HaTfilah Al Hiskalus Kevodo Yisbarach, Sheyachzir Kevod Machusa Be'olam, Kemo Sheyeh Le'asid. Tefillah's true purpose is not for human interest, but to increase Hashem's presence and the palpability of Hashem. And Geula, of course, is the template. Geula are moments in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems His people, and by intervening in history, He increases or augments His presence in this world. So Geula reminds us of the ideal paradigm, of what it was and what it will be one day. And then we daven for the restoration of that state. Now, of course, davening presents itself as very egocentric and very human-based, so if we were to daven Salih V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, that would make sense, but we don't. We daven for our own needs. But this is particularly where Chassidus provides an answer, a unique answer. And again, it's a very, very vague tie-in, but he writes, all mitzvos and all ma'asim tovim, and to a degree all experience, is meant to increase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Kol ha-mitzvos ma'asim tovim is laharbos kevodo, v'leos lano devekos bo, is to both increase His presence and to increase our interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So effectively, by davening for success at a human level, if that activity is oriented towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, both in an objective sense as well as our interaction and interface with Him, then it's consistent with davening for the expansion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. And he comments on the phrase V'ani Tefillah, which really makes tefillah more elastic. It stretches tefillah beyond the actual ritual moment of davening, and it stretches it to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but to be honest, to all experience. V'ani Tefillah, the human experience and the human cycle, is all tefillah, because it is complicit with tefillah. It's almost collaborative. Tefillah davens so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world should be enhanced, and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, as well as human activity, if properly oriented, serves that same purpose. He mentions the fact that tefillah is referred to as avodah shebelev. I'm not sure what he's trying to accomplish by that reference. Perhaps the fact that it's called avodah shebelev again generalizes tefillah, that tefillah is avodah, the totality of religious experience, and tefillah is the most overt form of it. All of our human experience, and certainly religious fervor, is directed towards implicitly creating the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enhancing it in tefillah, is a more verbal and direct attempt. Now, he also comments on why Kriya Shema precedes Geula, which is something which, by and large, in the classic Mefarshim, you don't encounter. The Gemara talks about Smichas Geula L'Tefillah, and presumably we mention Geula having mentioned Kriya Shema, so there's a sequencing, where we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriya Shema based on the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Yimecheyecha, the Mantisko Yisim Tzitzcha Mitzrayim Kol Yimecheyecha. Having mentioned Mitzrayim, we elaborate upon it, concluding with the Bracha Gal Yisrael. Having engaged in an essay of Geula, then we juxtapose it to Tefillah. But there doesn't seem to be any direct connection between Kriya Shema and davening. Obviously, there's a connection, but there's no need to sequence them and juxtapose them. But for the Sfas Emes, Kriya Shema is trying to encapsulate whatever encounter, whatever devekos, in his word, we enjoy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by accepting His authority. And by acknowledging that, then we daven for the augmentation of that devekos on a personal level, as well as in an objective, universal sense. So there's a dynamic, not just between the brachas after Kriya Shema, the brachas of Geula and Shmon Esrei, but between Kriya Shema proper and Shmon Esrei. So it's a very, very brief Sfas Emes. It isn't too sophisticated or it's not complex as some of the others. It doesn't take a lot of decoding. It just takes a lot of organizing what his intentions are. And again, I believe that at some level, he's addressing the discrepancy between the Pshat, which talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being close to our tefillos, and the Medrash, which talks about Geula L'Tefillah, essentially HaKadosh Baruch Hu being close to us is the purpose of tefillah, and the reason that we functionally juxtapose the two. So the pasuk which describes mi goy gadol shelo lokim kovim elav kashem lokim debechol koreinu elav, that proximity, or what Chassidus calls dveikus, that clinging, or dveikus, is what essentially we're davening for, Hashem's presence and our ability to access Hashem's presence. And to highlight that we're davening for that presence, we commemorate moments in which Hashem's presence was very palpable, and then we immediately launch into our tefillah.